Going on vacation, do not take lots of pictures. Be present and enjoy the moment. Have a great trip. Take lots of pictures. That is so awesome you're going there. Make sure to snap a lot of photos. Make sure you get a picture of everything you do, see, and eat. Picture taking and picture posing are not strong suits of mine. Taking them, posing for them, making normal faces in them. Paraphrasing Robert Herjavec's favorite rejection from Shark Tank, I'm just not a picture guy, and for that reason, I'm out. Addressing the obvious infatuation with photos. I want to present two polarizing ideas. The reasons why we normally take photos. One is positive, and one is as negative as they come. First, capturing memories that will last a lifetime. This is the only acceptable reason for taking pictures of every single view, street sign, or bite of food during any trip we ever take. Photos were created to make beauty everlasting. They were made to remember smiles, laughs, and tears. They allow us to envision emotions of the past. They allow us to imagine actions taken in the future. If this is what your photos are for, then by all means, go ahead and snap your shot. Second, capturing memories to gloat about your memories. However, if your photos do not adhere to the aforementioned reasons, then you are taking pictures with the wrong intentions. I'm talking about the highlight reel shots. I'm talking about the, oh, look at how amazing my life is. I'm talking about the, get me at the perfect angle and take it 1,000 times until it is absolutely perfect to display on social media. Those kinds of pictures. Our social media feeds, for the most part, have become one-up competitions. A who's who of doing cool shit. Doing cool shit is great, but not for the reason of making others jealous or to get your daily boost of endorphins. If this is what your photos are for, then I urge you to think twice. Why lots of pictures are not always the way to go. I was on a trip in Split, Croatia. We were on a beautiful boat with friends right on the coast. The water was perfect, the views were amazing, and the smiles were everywhere. It was truly the picture-perfect opportunity, no pun intended. But there was a group of guys and girls on the inside part of the boat not having much fun at all. They were most likely too hungover from the night before to enjoy the light splashing of the waves, the partially covered rays of the sun, and this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be out on a boat in Croatia. About halfway through the day, the group realized the magnificence they were missing out on. They sprung out from the poop deck. I don't even know if that is the appropriate term here, but I just love that word. And assembled for a group photo. They asked somebody from our group, and although we were the ones out there having a great time and truly enjoying the vacation, they all posed for the picture as if they'd been having the best day of their entire lives. They frustratingly asked the photographer to take all different angles to get the best lighting and best poses to share with their followers. Here's the best part, though. Upon receiving her phone back, 12 overactive arms started reaching toward her on a quest to see how gorgeous they looked in the photo. One arm got a bit too overzealous and knocked the phone out of this girl's hand, where it proceeded to hit the deck and then flip overboard. By phone, by pictures, by false representation of an experience just to prove to others how amazing your life is. The key takeaway. Live in the moment. Live in the moment. Live in the moment. And did I mention to live in the moment? We're so obsessed with showing off, depicting a false reality, and doing it for the gram that we often forget what it's actually like to surround ourselves with true joy. We forget to be present. We forget to be aware of our surroundings. And we forget to appreciate what life is currently offering us. Do I feel bad that this girl lost her phone? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, Maybe if they've been doing a little more genuine enjoying for themselves and a little less disingenuous enjoying for the sake of boasting to others, her picture would have been worth 1,000 words rather than $1,000. Now it's your opportunity to comment. What are your views on picture taking? Do you believe they can take away from the in-the-moment enjoyment we should desire? Or do you actually think they enhance the time you are having? Leave a comment below. I always love to chat. And it's also your opportunity to connect. Become a part of the Getting Comfy community, which pushes you and proves to you we can all be getting comfier in our own skin by joining here and receiving 2 free chapters of the Amazon best-selling book, Getting Comfy, Your Morning Guide to Daily Happiness, 15 reminders to keep getting comfy, weekly articles, both spoken and written, about creating the comfiest and best life possible, and finally, a sample comfy morning routine to maximize energy, productivity, and happiness every single day.